About 84% of the nation's total greenhouse gas emissions into Earth's atmosphere are from carbon dioxide, according to the Environmental Protection Agency. And much of that carbon dioxide comes from burning fossil fuels like coal. The EPA is taking actions under the Clean Air Act to enforce cuts in carbon emissions for cleaner air. In September of last year, the agency put proposed new rules on how much carbon dioxide future power plants may release into the air. This includes capping carbon dioxide emissions to about 1,100 pounds of CO2 per megawatt hour, depending on the size of the turbines in those new plants. While at this point everything is conjecture in terms of what the agency will seek in its newest regulations pertaining to existing power plants, it is expected that states will have to figure out ways to reduce carbon emissions from their plants substantially in the next 15 years. James Van Nostrand is the director of the Center for Energy and Sustainable Development at WVU.
So there's still going to be a substantial coal industry, but I think there's just going to be a lot of investment in clean coal technology, and definitely the delegation from this state has been supporting additional expenditures by Department of Energy on clean coal technology, because it's going to be so important for the long-term future of coal that we figure out how to capture the carbon and sequester it.
There are several ideas over how this can be done, but it certainly won't be easy for many utilities to reduce emissions right away. One strategy is to do something known as fuel switching. This essentially means instead of burning coal at power plants, technical adjustments would be made to the plant so the facility would essentially burn natural gas instead, or co-fire coal with natural gas to reduce carbon dioxide emissions.
Some plants, coal plants, depending upon the technology and the vintage, it can be switched to burn natural gas. So a lot of utilities are looking at that possibility. And that's going on now with just the wide availability of natural gas thanks to the shale gas development and the projections of natural gas prices being fairly slow. Utilities are doing that for economic reasons, irrespective of these EPA regulations. But that could also, presumably, will be a compliance option under these regulations, that you need to achieve a certain reduction of greenhouse gas emissions. One way of getting there is to fuel switch your plant from burning coal to burning natural gas, or you could also co-fire some natural gas with the coal, or co-fire biomass with the coal.
Another proposal the EPA is pursuing is for utilities to use carbon capture and storage technologies. This is a method that involves taking the carbon emissions and storing them underground instead of releasing them into the atmosphere. It's something American Electric Power tried at a southern West Virginia plant a few years back. Essentially, it stored the carbon right there at the site, and the whole project took 8 years simply to get up and running. But it didn't work out in the end. Jeffrey LaFleur is a vice president of generating assets at AEP.
The debate in Congress ended, and they decided not to take up the carbon issue. So, you know, that debate stopped. We got the, if you will, the stagnation in public policy. The carbon issue just really got stuck in the mud. So nothing was moving. Well, when we go to our commissions to get recovery of any cost, they're not interested in paying for technology that's not required. They didn't think that, you know, it was right for our customers to pay for it until it became a rule or a law. So, you know, without funding, we did, you know, we were working with the government. We were even successful of getting a DOE grant, but without any backing from the commission, we just couldn't afford to move forward.
Despite the carbon capture project not working, LaFleur says there are no regrets about that project.
I think we were successful in doing what we set out to do. I think it was a great project. I don't necessarily think we'd do anything differently. I think we would be a lot further down the road now if we would have had a better, a little more foresight on the government's part to, you know, fully develop the technology. I mean, the real big debate now is, you know, for new coal units, the EPA proposed rule is you'll have to have carbon capture to build a new coal plant. And because all of this was kind of stopped, you know, that technology really isn't commercially available. It's not commercially viable technology. It's got to be further developed.
That means funding. LaFleur says public utilities that are interested in CCS need the help of the Department of Energy to get more money to do it. But even with funding, LaFleur says utilities, policymakers, and the general public need to have patience because change won't be coming fast enough for some.
A lot of policymakers and the public do not have the patience to do what it takes to be sustainable in solving the problem. The EPA is going to come out with a proposed rule in June. Are they going to give the states enough time to get with the companies to develop a plan? That I think, has been the issue. That, as well as not recognizing that this is a U.S. problem, an international problem, and we need to have the proper funding to really develop the technology going forward.
Whatever rules the EPA does come out with, some in the coal industry are expected to file lawsuits opposing them. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Beneduccio in Morgantown.